Working Through Grief, the Self-Help Series. Hello, my name is Medium Laura Evans, and I have been studying hypnosis and meditation for over 30 years. With this meditation hypnosis, I am going to help you to embrace the emotions that you're feeling right now. Please do not operate any heavy machinery. And don't be doing anything that requires your full attention, such as driving a car, operating any machinery at work, and so forth. Take a few moments and find a comfortable position. You can sit or lie down, whatever is more comfortable for you. You can close your eyes or leave them open, whatever helps you. Make sure you have all cell phones, house phones, alarms, or anything that may disturb you turned off. Take this time to just relax and be with you. You deserve this time. In a few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known yourself to be. I am going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part begin to relax. I wonder if you can take in a deep breath, and as you exhale, notice how you continue to relax even more now. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It is almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful, deep blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the magnificent eucalyptus trees. As a light dew dances on the ends of the fern fronds, you can smell the fresh, clean air, noticing a slight hint of eucalyptus as you breathe in and out and in and out. It's such a wonderful place, so warm and comfortable, isn't it? Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a wandering creek, and the birds seem to be softly laughing as you drift off into sleep. As you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could ever imagine. And as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper. With every breath you take, you are continuing to relax. It begins to touch your forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines and all the worry lines in your forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, and it feels so relaxed. And you feel this relaxing light coming around your eyes now. Now the eyelids seem to be very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even seem to want to open. And they begin to flutter just a little bit, but that's okay. Feel how heavy they are now. And as the relaxation comes down around your facial muscles, All the little muscles in your face are beginning to relax. The relaxation comes further down around your mouth, and all the hundreds of little muscles around your mouth start to relax. So much so that your lower jawbone becomes heavy and your teeth part. The mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this sensation. Around your lower jawbone, behind your ears. All the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax. And as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper, the relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go out of our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders begin to relax. You may even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it goes out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. This relaxation seems to come now into the small of your back and around your bottom. The warm sense of relaxation goes to the back of your thighs and down into the hollow of your knees. Slowly around the calves, around the heels of your feet, and to the bottoms. And each and every toe just relaxes even more. And more. As you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper, you are calm, very peaceful, and very relaxed. And now, allow your body to shift however you need to, knowing that with each movement you make, you become even more comfortable, and even more and more relaxed. We are going to relax the rest of you now, starting with the throat muscles. Feeling the throat start to relax. The relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down your upper arms, over your elbows, down into your forearms and hands, and then each and every finger just relaxes more. And more. And more. You go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing, doing so very, very well now. As you continue to relax, feel the relaxation coming back to the throat muscles, down into your chest, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down into your stomach area. And all the muscles and organs within your stomach Just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into your thighs. Over your knees, down to the shin bones, across the insteps of your feet, and into the feet themselves. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper. You are very calm and very, very relaxed. If there are any areas of your body that still feel tight or tense, you will find that you can relax them simply by giving yourself permission to do so. Send out a message to all your internal organs, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, other systems of the body. Send it a message to relax. And now double your relaxation as you allow your awareness to expand, concentrating on the sound of my voice. It's so good, and everybody can do this. And you can continue to breathe in that feeling of relaxation. And that means you go deeper and deeper into a beautiful relaxation feeling. You can become so much more relaxed simply by deciding to allow it to happen. And this is the best way to do it. Just allow your awareness to expand, concentrating on the sound of my voice. And as you continue to breathe in, that feeling of relaxation means that you are going deeper and deeper. I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, looking down into a very safe valley. It is filled with beautiful ferns and gum trees. You know that you are going to be going into this very safe valley of relaxation. You will drift deeper and even deeper into this blissful relaxation. As you hear all the sounds of nature around you, the chorus of birds and other animals, you see some playful kangaroos hopping around throughout the bushes as they sway in the wind. You feel that this is where you can relax even deeper and deeper, knowing that the kangaroos welcome you into this valley. You look around and notice at your feet is a beautiful stone staircase carved into the hard dirt that leads downwards into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep hypnosis. We are going to go down these stairs, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and even deeper. When you are ready to go down, simply nod your head. Ten, take that first step down. Nine, deeper and deeper. Eight. Way down now. Seven. Deeper and deeper. Six. Deeper and feeling very relaxed. Five. Deeper and deeper. Four. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. Three. Going deeper. Two. Relaxed even more and feeling very calm. One. You are now entering this beautiful place of peace and tranquility. This is a deep, deep relaxation and feeling more peaceful than you have ever known yourself to be. Welcome to this beautiful place called deep, deep relaxation. Spend a few moments here, and then we are going to talk about our emotions and feelings. Losing someone that we love is the most difficult thing that we have to live through. And at this particular time of your life, I know that you are experiencing many unhappy feelings that are hard for you to bear. We all go through the grieving process in our own way. And at the moment, you may feel that you are in a dark tunnel to which there is no end and no light. The emotions that you are feeling may change from day to day, and they can range from denial to guilt or blame, from anger and then to eventual acceptance. Indeed, some people feel no emotion at all. It is though as a part of them has died. You may feel at times that you can't go on without the person that you've lost. But these feelings are perfectly normal. We may even ask ourselves, why did this happen? What is the point of living? What could I have done to prevent this from happening? We may feel angry that this person has left us. And again, this is all part of the grieving process. Only you know what you are feeling right now. But what I do know is that you are not happy with the way that you feel, because this is why you are listening to this hypnosis meditation today. Just for a moment, I want you to search through your feelings. Imagine that your feeling is like a person. And right now, imagine that you are in a beautiful cafe with a small table and two chairs. want you to walk over to one of the chairs, pull it out, and sit down. I want you now to look at the door across the room and think of the one emotion that is most on your mind, such as anger, guilt, sadness. Invite this emotion in as if it were another person, and invite them to sit in the chair across from you. For an example, I'm going to use anger. Anger has come through the door and has sat down across from you. I want you to talk to your anger, and the conversation may go something like this. I know that you are anger, and I know that anger is fear, because if I look at you and I look deep enough, I'm fearful that this will happen again. I'm fearful that I won't be able to get through this. I'm angry at God, but most of all, I'm fearful. I am angry at somebody letting this happen. Keep going. What other things can you say to your anger? When you are finished speaking to anger, stand up and escort them to the door. Smile and close the door behind them. You may go back and sit down at your table again. This time I want you to think of another emotion that you may be having right now. Can you think of that emotion? For this example, I'm going to use sadness, but after this, I'm going to allow you to invite your own emotions, whatever they may be, and go through the same process and exercise. So I am going to invite sadness in now. Sadness has taken the seat across from me, and it doesn't look very well. Sadness's eyes are very puffy, and their face is very swollen and red. Sadness, I don't like feeling like this. I don't like feeling that I can't breathe, that my heart is so heavy. I used to be a happy person. I used to appreciate the good things in my life. I don't like to feel like you. It's okay for me to be sad, and I know that. But you can't stay with me forever. I have too many more happy times ahead of me. And I just don't want to feel like this anymore. So today I'm going to make a choice. And instead, when I feel you, I'm going to think of a happy memory. And I'm going to focus on that happy memory. Thank you for talking to me today, sadness. I'm going to show you to the door, and I hope that I don't have to invite you back here again. Stand up and walk sadness over to the door and see them out. I'm going to give you a few moments now to do the same process with any other feelings that you have. Use the examples that I have provided and talk to your emotion. I will be back with you in a few moments. hope that you are now feeling refreshed and can understand a little bit more about your feelings. When I count backward from 10 to 1, you will slowly awaken and feel refreshed, relaxed, and happier than you have been in a long time. 10. Slowly become aware that your hands are at your sides or on your lap. 9. Starting to feel and sense the room around you. 8. Wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling the circulation, feeling your arms and hands awaken. 7. Opening your eyes, laying there casually, observing the things around you. 6. Stretching your jaw, opening and closing your mouth. 5. Lifting and dropping your shoulders, waking up the rest of your body now. 4. Stretching, lifting your arms above your head. 3. Becoming fully awake now. 2. And 1. You are fully awake, refreshed, and relaxed. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope this has helped you in some way. Feel free to repeat it any time that you need to. You can also find me on Facebook as Medium Laura Evans. You can find several of my podcasts on Stitcher.com, Podbay, and other podcasting sites. Just search Medium Laura Evans.